Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the best of TJN science and technology interviews. You're invited to join us to listen to select researchers and scientists share their rarely discussed rediscoveries in science and technologies. The time is now to come forward in our brains and process the discoveries that can now be applied to assist us to master the days, months, and years ahead. So sit back and let your mind soar while your brain processes the best science news from our past that is very relevant to our lives today. Enjoy the best of TJN.
Radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to Preparedness in Our Time, Survival and Thriving into Our Future, with your host, environmentalist and emergency preparedness specialist, Steve Knopp. Join Steve here each Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.net.
Welcome to another installment of Preparedness in Our Times, right here on the Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. And with no further ado, let us welcome our host, Steve Knopp.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you.
Okay. Tonight I'm going to cover a lot of topics and throw out a lot of information. Listen close and have your pencils and pens ready. And I do hope I get plenty of questions tonight. Last week I started making the statement that I wanted everyone to imagine that they were living in the middle of the greatest science fiction futuristic thriller movie ever made, because we are. I want you to remember that again as we talk tonight. And I also want to add to that this statement. When people lose common sense, when they lose the passion for living in freedom and pursuing life, liberty, and happiness in a self-sufficient, sovereign, free way, tyranny will always fill the void. We have lost a lot of that in the collective population in recent generations and decades. We have to change that. We have to change that. Otherwise, we're going to always be chasing the tiger by the tail, is the term I use, and trying to put out little problems, little brush fires, with the same consciousness that created them and has us in the predicament. That doesn't work anymore. So whether you like the term paradigm shifting, whether you like, you know, changing timelines, consciousness changing, whatever you use, we have to do that. And we have to do that a lot in terms of what used to be considered old-fashioned common sense, particularly in living close to the earth, in a relationship with the earth and in nature that is self-sufficient, harmoniously interacting with it, with understanding its ways, its secrets, and its evolution. If we don't do that, our preparedness and our journey to the future appears to be a frightening survival exercise. We don't want it to be a frightening survival exercise. We want it, we would prefer an elegant dance. We would prefer a evolutionary adventure. We would prefer moving with the flow of nature's evolution, because you cannot fight it. So I just wanted to introduce those things and those concepts, that stays as the foundation in your mind as we cover these other areas. So I would like to review again, in case you have new listeners this week or people who missed last week, I'm going to review again about the radiation situation. The radiation situation and natural things you can do to protect, to eliminate, and to detoxify from the effects of all forms of radiation. First thing I want to say is, again, you're not being told the truth. You have never been told the truth in terms of radiation exposure. You certainly were never told the truth about the magnitude of the Chernobyl incident in Russia many years ago. And you're not being told the truth about the overall bombardment of radiation in our environment, and particularly in some areas, war zones. They now have this bright idea that you coat munitions with plutonium and radioactive elements to make them extra heavy, dense, so they penetrate whatever they're shooting at. They've littered the entire war zone of Iraq and Afghanistan and now Pakistan and other places with spent nuclear radioactive elements. That's going to last a very long time. This is a absolute disastrous crisis for the populations in those places, and it's a disastrous thing to do to the earth that gives us life. So we've not been told the truth about radiation exposure anywhere. So we have to take self-responsibility, we have to educate ourselves, and we have to do everything possible. So again, here's a list of some simple, natural, inexpensive things everyone should be incorporating in their life. Vitamin C. Vitamin C from food sources. The natural foods that are high in vitamin C, citrus, acerola cherries, rose hips, all of these kind of sources. Any vitamin C will help, but you want to go with food source type nutrients. Ginkgo biloba, wonderful supplement for the brain, wonderful supplement to help the body with radiation. Spirulina pacifica, blue-green algae from both the ocean and the chlorella, blue-green algae from Klamath Lake, and now I think some other freshwater sources as well. Spirulina is a wonderful nutrient for all aspects of the immune system, wonderful nutrient for detoxing, essential for higher functioning of the brain, and excellent for helping the body with radiation. Berry extracts, all the berry extract family, particularly in concentrated delivery forms like the Univera product line with high antioxidant protection and a delivery system that you get more than you would get if you ate a truckload of fresh berries, okay? You can't eat berries all day. That might not be a bad idea, but it's kind of hard. So get it in super potent extracts. Aloe vera, a truly miraculous healing plant. So many potentials for anti-aging, for detoxing, for radiation protection. Amazing, amazing plant. Pascalite bentonite clay. That's a particular brand name of calcium magnesium bentonite clay. It's from one place up along the Canadian-American border. I can provide that for people. Any bentonite clay will help, but this one is unique. Miso, true raw fermented cultured soybean miso from the Orient. Now, that proved itself in Japan when they had their other radiation nightmare with the nuclear weapons that were exploded in Hiroshima and Nagasaki in World War II. It proved that those who ate miso frequently did not suffer radiation poisoning like those who did not eat it. It literally demagnetizes it atomically. Excellent for all aspects of health and the GI tract and radiation protection. Cod liver oil and the essential fatty acids, omega-3, omega-6, in all of the sources that you can get them. Stay away from sugar. Kombucha tea, the wonderful elixir of immortality from the Orient. It's fermented, and you can make it yourself. You can get the living cultures, and you take honey and or sugar, and you ferment tea, and you can create it yourself. The most powerful liver detoxifying tea there is, and very good for all aspects of the GI tract. Excellent. It'll flush radiation right out of the body. These essential organisms eat up heavy metals in our environment and in our bodies and get rid of heavy metal toxicity and radiation. Let's see, seaweed. If you can get it uncontaminated, which is getting harder and harder and harder to find, particularly a lot of the seaweed came from Japan because Japan lived with their abundant sea life and could be difficult today. Get this stuff now and store it, by the way. Any of these things that you can get now, get them and store them because they may be difficult to get in the future. Baking soda. Baking soda is a remarkable product, simple bicarbonate of soda. There are better varieties than the typical market variety that are a little more pure, don't have any metals in them. But even standard Arm & Hammer baking soda is excellent as a bath. It's excellent to take internally in water. And if you get the pure baking soda and mix it with pure maple syrup, it's even a cancer treatment that has proved itself very effective for destroying cancer cells and other kinds of serious health concerns in the body. Let's see what else we have here. Baking soda, Epsom salt. Baths of baking soda, Epsom salt, Palo Santo oil, and Pascalite clay. Bathing the body and detoxing the body from radiation, heavy metals, and these and other pollutants, toxic chemicals, is a superb way. Your skin is your largest organ in your body. It's not just a covering of the body. It's the largest organ. Therefore, it's the best way to detox the whole body. So nice, warm, soaking baths with these things will really help. If you know you are exposed to radiation, I mean even after a dental x-ray, I mean after two times through the airport x-ray machine, which, by the way, you should always refuse to do. Anytime you're exposed to radiation, you know it. Use these things. Take these baths. It will help you because you're being bombarded at times when you don't know it. Okay. Now, common sense. What about common sense? Why have we lost a common sense way of living? Why have we lost a self-sufficient relationship with the earth? Why have we lost the ability to see and know that these changes are coming, to see that the earth is revving up its engines for dramatic change? Why have we lost that? We've lost that because the modern life of constant technological convenience, constant electromagnetic stimulation on the brain, constant entertainment, has overloaded us and replaced a lot of simple common sense ways of living. So I want to encourage people to it's essential. You must start making these transitions in your life. If that is that simple 72-hour survival backpack and some backpacking trips to prepare yourself and train with these things, do it. But I also want to absolutely encourage everyone to begin gardening. If you're a veteran gardener, grow more than you ever did before. If you're a beginning gardener, hook up with people who know this, learn everything you can, and please grow a garden this year. Don't wait till next year to do it. It's still spring, even down there in the warm southeast. It's early enough. Put in a garden and grow everything you can this year. Store your seeds. Buy all the seeds you possibly can store. Put up all the food you can because it's going to be needed. If you don't know how to garden, hook up with those that do. Find people in the closest rural areas if you don't have space. borrow, rent, or make a working arrangement with them to use unused land that you can grow a garden. Even if you're in the cities, do rooftop gardens. Do gardens in property that is vacant that you can compost and start composting projects to utilize all organic wastes. Please grow a garden this year. It's going to be needed. You're going to be so glad, and it's an excellent doorway into all relationships with nature. There's an old Chinese saying, if you want to be happy for a day, get married. If you want to be happy for a week, kill a pig and have a feast. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, grow a garden. So I can't urge more than to grow a garden. Grow everything you can. Start learning to can, to dehydrate. Put it up every way you possibly can, and store your seeds. When you store seeds, you don't want hybrids. You want to store open, pollinated, heirloom, and organic seeds if possible. Buy everything you can, share them with those who don't have, and save seed from what you grow. That's why you want to grow enough that you have seeds to save. If you eat it all, then you have no seeds for next year. These were all common sense country ways of living. Everyone used to know this. Much more of the population were farmers and gardeners. It's coming back now. That's wonderful, the understanding of the importance of organic foods and biodynamic and organic methods of farming, because it's a much healthier way to live with the soil and organisms and all of life around. Common sense understood we were connected with everything, understood all the creatures mattered, understood the whole web of life mattered, and we can't separate ourselves from that. This kind of common sense needs to come back very rapidly, or it's going to be a much more difficult journey to the future. If we have continuations, which I believe we will, of these kind of extreme events, ready access to a lot of supplies are going to be cut off. The ports could be severely damaged and closed. Transportation of supplies will be very strained, if at all. No city in America is on more than a four-day food grid. I'm going to repeat that. No city in America has more than 4 days food if the trucks don't continue rolling in and bringing new. Now, what will common sense do with that statement? Common sense will go, whoa. I need to be prepared for an event that could stop the trucks from rolling into the city for only 4 days, because it's going to be a very chaotic, dangerous situation after 4 days. Even here in the Pacific Northwest, where we have pretty intense winter storms, in a place that has got a lot of people who think in terms of preparedness and in terms of common sense, we've watched the supermarkets and the store be empty in 3 days with simple winter storms that took the power out for a little while. I'm not talking major cataclysmic events. I'm not talking earthquakes, tsunamis, nuclear accidents, or social chaos like civil wars and these kinds of things, all of which are in progress and are coming. So really take a hard look at this and start preparing, start storing all the food and water and seeds and the basic tools of common sense self-reliant living. I'm going to get into them in detail a little bit later. How are we doing in terms of our time for questions? For our station break. I guess we're okay. I haven't heard any music. Okay.
Well, this is the perfect time for us to take a break. And we'll
come
back. Let's look some more into this whole notion of common sense, because, you know, with our we've been inundated with several different types of sense that people tend to look at. People want to judge based on book sense and based on street sense and based on all of these other variations of sense, none of them which are particularly common. So I definitely want us to look more into that as soon as we come right back from this brief break. And
all right.
For those of you just now tuning in, you're listening to Preparedness in Our Times with Steve Knott on the Jewel Network, and we'll be right back.
With such a vast amount of research and medical investigation directed toward vitamins and minerals, it seems almost impossible to know what vitamins you need to take and what effect they'll have on your body. But not any longer. With my new book, Vitamins and Minerals from A to Z with Ethno-Consciousness, you will discover the true value and effect that each major vitamin and mineral will have on your body, mind, and overall health, and how to use vitamins and minerals to transform your health and daily life. To get my new book, Vitamins and Minerals from A to Z with Ethno-Consciousness, please visit thejewelnetwork.net.
And welcome back to Preparedness in Our Times with Steve Knopf. My name is Maurice Thompson, and I am co-hosting right along for the ride. And we were just getting into the conversation about common sense when it comes to the way that we interact and exist with Mother Earth. So since when did we stop using common sense?
I'll tell you when. When the focus became more about commerce, when the laws and the legal system were intentionally changed and our economic system was changed to be focused on literally the worship of commerce, to give absolute power and control to the masters of commerce, of which there are, and they are a minority of the population. Now, would common sense say it is intelligent, wise, and a good strategy to allow 1% of the population to control all the commerce? I don't think common sense would ever think that is intelligent. Would common sense say, oh yeah, 1% of the population is adequate to grow the food supply for the other 99? Common sense would never say that. Common sense would never say it's intelligent to put nuclear radiation on fault zones and very active geological areas. That is not common sense. All of these determinations and this focus and this direction has been directed by someone. It didn't happen because of the stars. It didn't happen because of common sense. It happened because it worked profitably and expediently and for the benefit and control of those who are in those positions to benefit the most, those in power and control. It's actually very simple. We can go back and look at the changes in American history when farming went from a very large percentage of the population to a very concentrated, large, corporate, industrial, modern type of farming, which required huge amounts of financial input, requiring very large corporations and organization and the borrowing of money. Okay, who does that benefit? That benefits those large kinds of organizations. So everything has been shifted and manipulated and controlled for the benefit of those in those positions. And the rest of the population bought into it in the idea of this is the modern way of life. This is the way we should go. This is evolution and advancement. This is modern living. They have been more or less hypnotized, mesmerized, advertised into believing this song and dance. They abandoned their common sense and accepted technological tyranny and technological advancement which is not necessarily common sense. You know, there's the old Native American concept of thinking ahead seven generations. And I think it's a wonderful concept that must be reinstilled and reinvigorated. Just because we can do things technologically, just because certain political choices and economic choices benefit some, if we looked ahead seven generations with common sense, with future-minded love of our future generations, our children, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and nature, would we make the kind of decisions we have made? I think not. But the people, as a collective, have given away their power. They have trusted in leaders and elected representatives who are supposed to be servants of the people, who instead have become tyrants to the people, and they've filled in the void where common sense has been abandoned. And that will always occur. It's happened cyclically throughout history everywhere in the world for a very long time. It's an old game that we really need to change. So all of these self-sufficient, self-reliant, self-responsible endeavors bring the power back to the sovereign individual, to the forward-thinking, forward-minded, responsible use of technology, and the forward-thinking, forward-minded appreciation of the gift of life. So everything we can do to reinvigorate that is what we should be doing, and I have dedicated my life very passionately to not only living that, but educating others and doing everything possible to make that a little more prominent as the society is rushed headlong. Oh, another example. Would it be common sense or even self-love to readily grab the technology available in communications, as in cell phones and all this kind of stuff, if you understand that they are actually very harmful to your health, if they are bombarding the body with radiation directly into the brain, that they affect the DNA in the brain, that they destroy the immune system, that they affect the entire web of life, that they are a personal surveillance and tracking tool. Now, I know to some people they're probably thinking, whoa, this guy's going off the edge. But what I'm saying is simple truth. It's not like it's any deep mystery that this is the case. But everyone has accepted, I have to have this to be modern. I have to have this to stay in constant contact with my friends. I have to have this to find out how to get everywhere with directions. And I find this quite amazing that everyone is bought into this without taking a common sense look at this and say, who's created this? What is their intent and agenda? What are the effects of this on me personally, on the whole of society, on all of nature, on my health, and weigh it out with all of those criterions instead of simply being induced by social peer pressure, by advertising, and feeling that you're going to be left out if you don't have these things. I find that amazing. So common sense has a much greater self-preservation instinct. Common sense has a much greater instinct about the health and the longevity of their children and their grandchildren and the future generations. So we have to take a little, we have to empty out the structure of tyranny and control and replace it with common sense, self-reliance, appropriate use of technology, self-sufficient and self-reliant technology, and the love of the earth that gives us life. Now, that should be so simple that I find it remarkable that anyone would even ask me questions about that. But I understand people have been induced in every possible way to live very differently than that. But this is what we have to turn around. I assure you it's going to be turned around whether you like it or not, because nature is in obvious rebellion to a lot of this direction. I think common sense should be able to see that. Everyone I know with a deep, intimate relationship with the earth can see this. So if we don't change it voluntarily, it's going to be changed anyway. So I think it's much better to do things out of choice than to be forced out of necessity and desperation and all these kinds of things. And I would like to encourage everyone to do that. Now, along with that is the self-responsibility issue. We can't expect someone else to do it. We can't expect everyone else to do it but us not. We can't expect the government to take care of us. I want to ask you a sincere question, everyone who's listening. When has the government ever told you the truth about anything? I defy you to find this. When has the government ever not served itself and those in positions of power and those who control the finances which are connected to it? When has that not always been the case? So you, common sense, would say we have to be self-responsible. We have to do this. We have to learn when and how to say no and when to mean no and not just wait to the next round of manipulation and coercion and advertising and buy into this game. We have given our power away. It's time to take it back. And what has always happened in history, if people wait too long to do that, they're pressed into a very hard place and they take it back with violence and bloodshed and social chaos. It's much better to do it by choice and not have to go down that route. And I think we've had many, many times in our history in recent years where we could have and should have done that, and we have not. And now we're going to learn some very hard lessons. Japan is learning a very hard lesson. The whole world had advanced technology. I'll lead up to this before our next break. Our world has had advanced technology since the 1890s that would have made it never necessary for even petroleum to be the fuel that all of modern civilization runs on. We never needed nuclear power to boil water. I mean, would common sense say yes? Let's take the most deadly substances on Earth, condense them into a form they don't exist in nature, where their radioactive dangerous half-lives are measured in tens of thousands of years, and let's boil water with them. I think there's a lot of ways to boil water that doesn't require that kind of technology, and we never solved what to do with the waste. So we should not have done this, but we did it because it was necessary for the weapons that those in power and control wanted, and that whole form of energy is so dangerous that it requires a military industrial type of establishment with centralized power and control and centralized financing. They have a control of this, and that is what they wanted, and that's why we went those ways. We had advanced technology in the 1890s using sound and music. Advanced harmonics with sound and musical frequencies that could do everything and things you can't imagine. And, of course, Tesla. Tesla gave us wireless electricity, AC electricity, wireless throughout the world, and wireless communications. Now, we have wireless communications now, but we're using cell phones and satellites and microwave-generating type stations, and this is a very dangerous radiation and technology to have for our physiology and for nature. The way Tesla had created it, this was not the case. We had Victor Schauberger, who gave us the miracles of implosion technology, water power, anti-gravity, all these things by World War II. Many, many others I could name and will in time as we get into these things. My point is, we did not have to go the directions we went. It was kind of decided above us, and we agreed to it. So we've gotten ourselves in our own predicament. So we have to take self-responsibility and change it.
Well, this is the turning point for me.
We are at many, many critical turning points. The divine intelligence of nature is going to clean this up, whether we do it or not. And that isn't necessarily a very pretty scenario for a humanity that is no longer aligned with that same nature. Anyone who – common sense understands there's divine order in nature. Common sense understands there's divine interrelationship in all of nature. It is not common sense to think we can violate all that and get away with it. Nature will do what it must in its own self-preserving evolution. And if we don't get that, we're going to learn a very hard lesson. We are learning a hard lesson all over the planet right now. So it's much better to reach down deep and be inspired to make these changes now. I understand they're hard. They're hard because we've been marching another direction. All right, we need to stop in our tracks, turn around another way, and prepare a little differently, or we're going to have a very hard time making it to a wonderful, wonderful new future, which, of course, we all are focusing on creating and marching toward. So anything you would like to add or to say, or how are we doing on our time there?
We are doing just fine on the time. Let's go to a brief commercial break, and when we come back, we will have some questions from the chat room, and if anyone would like to call in with a question for Steve, make sure you dial 347-215-9531 and just press the number 1, and we will see that your hand is raised in the queue. And we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUU University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
And welcome back. For those of you just now tuning in, you're listening to Preparedness in Our Times with your host, Steve Knopf, right here on the JUU Network. And Steve, there is a question in the chat room, pretty interesting one. Is it wise to keep an amount of body fat for survival sake? I've seen these uber fitness types that have nothing but skin, muscle, and veins, and I always think about how soon, about how they die soon if they were without food.
I love this question, and I'm just waiting to pounce on it. Are they there?
Oh,
it's
yeah,
the chat room. Okay.
Yes, it's in the chat.
All right. Absolutely, it is wise to have a healthy amount of body fat. This preoccupation with calories, with anti-fat diet, with skin and bones fashion is ridiculous. It is unhealthy. It is unwise. It is a absurd preoccupation. This is mind control, literally mind control. And I can't speak passionately enough about what this has done to women. It's been a horrible pressure to live under these kinds of advertising, fashion, control, diet propaganda. You cannot have an immune system without fatty acids. Fat, okay? Yes, the preoccupation with a nutrient-less diet that has been stripped of all its nutrients and then tries to only give you an unhealthy, undigestible, unsimilatable type of fat in replacement of real nutrients is also deplorable. But that's what the corporations and the food service industry and everyone has done, including putting absolute toxic ingredients into the food. You must have a healthy level of body fat. You will need this if you go into lean and or difficult times. And the thin, starving, uber fitness types will have a very hard time. Do I need to make that any more clear? Now, I have been a martial artist, an athlete, a construction worker, a survival trainer. I've done immensely demanding physical activity my entire life. I understand what it means to be physically fit. But I eat a very healthy, robust, super nutrient-dense diet. And I'm not afraid of essential healthy fatty acids, and don't let anyone make you afraid of them. And yes, if you need to pack on a few extra healthy, active, exercise type pounds, do so. Do not be preoccupied with being skin and bones and fashionably thin, because your immune system will be weak. And if you have to go a period of time without easy food, you will be weak, and you probably will have a more difficult time than others. Now, I understand we've become an obese, sedentary nation that does not get adequate exercise, does not get adequate live, living, enzyme, nutrient, superfood, dense food, and therefore they're eating more and more and more and more and more and more to try to fill their body with the nutrition it's craving and not getting. And this is the problem. So you want to eat raw foods, organic foods, healthy, balanced diet, particularly that which you grow yourself. The healthiest food is the food that you grew, that you loved into being, that you focused on every day and marveled at its miracle as it grew, and you have a peace and a self-reliance when you eat it that can't be equaled by anything you go by. Eat like a healthy lumberjack. That's what I'm going to tell people. Now, if you're on the excess of that, yes, you may want to get in as good a physical condition as you can to go through these times. But this obsession with calories and fat is very twisted. It's twisted, and it's not really a wise thing. But it has to be balanced. You can't be extremes either way. So that's my answer to that.
Well, that is an amazing point on so many different levels. I mean, from understanding that the food that you personally grow is an extension and a development of your focus, and being able to see the entire process from seed to the plate.
It's a miracle.
It's
a miracle.
Amazing.
Why would anyone want to shuffle that responsibility off to someone else? This is the way I look at it. It's a miracle to watch this occur and be a part of it. Who wouldn't want such a rich miracle with such educational richness in their life? I don't understand it. I grew my first organic garden at 9 years old before anybody even talked about that stuff. And there wasn't a great proliferation of books. And if you said organic food, the people would have looked at you like, well, what do you mean? All food's organic. No, I did this from the time I was 9 years old. It's always been a part of my life, and I cannot urge all the listeners to do that this season greater than they ever have before, or get into it if you've never done it before. There is vacant land everywhere. There is unused agricultural land everywhere. Go find some and start growing.
You know, especially in the in particular in urban areas. I know that I've actually seen some ads for some different organizations. There are plenty of farming and gardening organizations. Even in the most packed of urban areas, you're going to find people that are going to be of a like mind, that are going to be interested in the process of growing their own food. So definitely make sure you take the step to
go for
find
it.
The,
there are more and more fresh organic markets, more and more co-ops, more and more health food stores willing to buy your excess. The consciousness is shifting that way, so your timing is great. But you need to get on this now, because if you don't get the seeds and the knowledge and the ability to do this, and you miss the wave, well, then you've just missed the wave. Let me say another thing about that. In the suburbs, what happened that the consciousness was about having an expansive, green, manicured, chemical-filled lawn, that was somehow the epitome of common sense and success? I find that absurd. dig that damn yard up and fill it full of vegetables and fruits and berries and things you can eat. It may save your life in the very near future, and I'm absolutely serious about that. Go ahead.
Very much so. The suburbs, I mean, the name of it is hilarious in itself. But, yeah, this is a great point. You can probably touch on one of our chat members, Sasquatch Spirit, mentions chia seeds.
Chia.
In terms of, yes.
Chia seeds, remarkable. Chia seeds are probably the highest concentrated, purest protein food substance I know of, maybe even on the planet. Quinoa and a few of the super grains are kind of up there. Aztec gold and some of those miracle superfoods from Central and South America are close. Bee pollen. But it is a remarkable nutrient dense. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny little seed. It's the smallest seed out there. They're now available in America. Get them, store them, use them. It is remarkably condensed high protein with complete amino acids in a very tiny package. It's a miracle superfood, absolutely.
Yeah, this person says that they eat food once a day, and the rest of the time they eat chia seeds, and they are 6'7", and 330 pounds.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Congratulations. I'd love to meet them. That's it is a remarkable superfood. Go for it.
Well, this is, I mean, it's important because in your DVDs and in all of the information that you've been able to share, you definitely go over those powerful, impacting foods that are going to give you as much go as possible without taking up all the space in your bag. And
absolutely. And to all your listeners, contact the Juul Network. Get these DVDs from them. Get these wonderful products they're selling. They have a remarkable number of them. We're going to be adding more. And get these DVDs. It'll give you a jump start. So, yes, wonderful.
Well,
any other questions from the chat?
Well, no other questions are coming out of the chat. We do have a question. We do have a caller online, however.
Okay, let's take that.
From area code 410. Good evening. You're on Preparedness in Our Time. Hello?
What was that?
Well, thank you. Whatever it was, they hung up. So,
where is 401?
Well, we've got about 12 minutes remaining, and I know
okay.
We had quite a bit of, I know there was a, we started off, you said that there was a lot of stuff you wanted to touch on.
Okay,
and,
we'll go into some more of that. All right, let's talk more about common sense and appropriate technology and changing our relationship with technology.
Okay, now question, what do you mean, now when you say appropriate, please share with the listeners what you mean by appropriate.
Well, okay, that's a really good thing to kind of define. Appropriate technology, from my point of view, is technology that will actually serve us in a self-reliant, self-sufficient, healthy, balanced life that is not destructive to our own physiology or immune system or health and energy, that is not destructive to the environment as a whole in its use or in the production of it, and does not produce an unsolvable waste dilemma, that doesn't harm the earth for uncountable future generations in the future, and that we've addressed all of these questions and problems before we, you know, mass produce it out into the environment. If you look at most of these other things that I would consider non-appropriate, they have not satisfied those criterions. They have taken something they believe they convince people to sell in a mass approach and therefore make huge amounts of commercial return. they rush to be the first to get a hold of something, so their patents and their technological monopoly will give them the greatest profit. Or they sell it to the people under the idea that it's good, that it's helpful, that it's modern, but really it makes them weaker, more dependent, and more non-self-sufficient and sovereign. There are, I will say in particular, an example without naming specific companies. In the high-tech, modern agricultural world, the creation of genetically modified life organisms, genetically modified seed, crops that require their pesticides, their herbicides, their fertilizers. Now, this is insane. This is not appropriate use of technology. They literally can begin undermining the entire biological fabric of life. No one has really slowed down and put the brakes on and said, wait a minute. What are the possible consequences of this? They simply have rushed into the future with it because it maximized profit, power, control, and dependency. And that is not what I consider appropriate technology. Appropriate technology does not do that. Appropriate technology benefits the greatest number of people, increases their self-sufficiency, their well-being, their health profiles, and their abundance in a large collective, not concentrating it into the hands of a few. It's not appropriate when it does that. It is very – nature doesn't do this. Nature does not do that. Diversity in nature, diversity in economic, political, and such structures, diversity in genetic the makeup of life, concentrating these things for the benefit of a few is never wise. So that is what I mean by appropriate technology. Appropriate technology that looked seven generations ahead and said, oh, yeah, what are we going to do about the waste problem before we just stick this everywhere in very deadly places? What are we going to do about the waste? We shouldn't do this until we've answered those questions and have a workable solution. That's what I mean by appropriate technology. Was that a thorough enough answer?
I honestly believe so. It kind of goes back to the sentiment of the seven generations that you mentioned. I mean, there's a wise person always says you want to leave a situation better than the way you came to it. And
everybody, if I said to anyone with children, don't you want a better life for your children? Everybody would respond yes. But do they make choices about how they live that are really in alignment with that? Or have they allowed someone else to make that decision for them? Have they allowed someone else to determine all these things for them? If you said to them, are you happy about allowing a small percentage of people far away to determine the future of your child? They would say, of course not, but that's what they've done. If I said, would you want someone far away because it's profitable to them to be feeding your children things that will destroy their health? They would all say, well, of course not. But that is what they've done. So my point is, again, they might say philosophically they don't want this, but they've agreed to it, and they've followed the Pied Piper right off the cliff. And so it's a massive educational process to start to turn this around, because humans tend to be habitual. They get in a groove, and they stay in a groove, and it's kind of hard to reverse directions. But we must now. So that is what I would say about that.
Wow. Well, we do have a couple more calls that Good. Have just come in. We've got about 6 minutes remaining, so I'm going to ask them to be as succinct and as brief as possible. We have a call from area code 936.
Go for it.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Mr. Knopp, I just wanted to comment on what I've done with my life in a few seconds here as far as dietary and the things that I've accomplished. But in doing so, I've gotten off of high blood pressure medicine, and the things that I do on a regular basis is, first I was doing grapes, then I did wine, Concord grape wine, in fact, and now I'm doing red wine, vinegar, and water. The reason I do vinegar is because you clean your coffee pot with it, so it's going to clean gallbladder and kidney stones out of your system as well, so why not? The other thing I've done is chia seeds. I was one that made that comment in the room. And once a week, at least once a week, I eat asparagus, raw asparagus. I don't cook it or fry it or anything. I just eat raw asparagus, dip it in some salad dressing, and eat it because asparagus is very healthy for the body. So
you're a very wise man. I applaud those choices. I do the same myself, and they are excellent information for everybody listening. Those are all wonderful things. I'm a connoisseur of fine wine. I appreciate it. As a matter of fact, I'm drinking some right now as I speak with you. So you're right on track. Wonderful. I applaud your choices.
Thank you for taking my call. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. We have one more call from area code 773.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I have a question regarding the balancing program, actually. How is the balancing program related to all this information? It is by being in the balancing program going to allow us to be more prepared?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, if there's someone there at the station that has even greater information on it than I do, I would allow them to add to it. But all I can say is this. The more balanced your command and control center of the brain is, obviously you're going to be less in the grips of emotion and fear, more making wise, sound, focused decisions. Your focus and clarity will be better across the board, your immune system will be boosted, and you're on track with the forward flow of nature. And how can that not help you be more prepared in everything? So, of course, everything you can do to function at peak performance mentally, physically, and spiritually is absolutely the foundation for preparedness. So absolutely do it, do it, do it. It's wonderful. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
That I don't think that could have been put any better. I don't think we need to write that one down. I mean,
good.
As just to attempt to add on to that, when you, as you said, when you have an activity and the ability to utilize your entire brain, and you can put the item and the desire, the object of your desire, in your prefrontal cortex, it has to come about. Whether that thing that you focused on is a car or a job or the well-being of yourself and your family or the connection.
Or where is the wild food in the forest I need to eat? It doesn't matter. It's all the same.
And you have the ability to be able to recognize and understand that with a balanced brain. Like you said, I mean, you just take
or if you find some food source in the forest in a survival situation, how are you going to know if you didn't have previous knowledge? Is this healthy? Is this medicine? Is it food? Is it toxic? You're going to have the ability to know because it's innate in you to do that just as the animal kingdom does. But when you're fractured and you're not operating with the whole brain, of course you're going to be in confusion. So all of these can't help but augment your preparedness and your dance to the future.
All right. Now, I would love to see if we can get this last call in. We've got about 10 minutes and change, but this is from area code 404. Hello.
Good evening. How you all doing this evening? How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good. You?
Superb. I wanted to find out what is the best alternative to using the cell phones since they are so toxic. What is the best way to deal with that technology?
Well, let me ask you this question from the way I look at it. For how many thousands of years did mankind exist on this planet without a cell phone? And how many years did this country function quite well with standard landline telephones before we had the cell phones? Everybody did business. Everyone communicated. Everyone did all this. Why do you think you must have this technology now? So
because
the best way is old-fashioned telephone. Old-fashioned walkie-talkies in closer range. Internet is remarkable. So why do you think you must have to have that technology?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And that
I don't have one.
That's going to be about it for us. Thank you so much for being here and being a part of the network. And just want to make sure that everybody knows to come back and listen next week.
Thank you for listening to the best of TJN Science and Technology interviews. Join us here every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Jewel Network, where you're invited to join us to listen to select researchers and scientists share their rarely discussed rediscoveries in science and technologies. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at thejewelnetwork.com or follow us on Facebook at The Jewel Network. Thank you.